Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. My guest today is local singer, songwriter, and performer Rebecca Ungerman. Over the past couple of decades, she's been a constant in our city's theatrical and musical nightlife, performing in countless clubs, at benefits, and theatrical productions, producing musicals, writing her own musical, The Unwitting Wife, or putting on shows for Summer Stage. She'll be doing a bit of both of the latter over the next two weekends with a review that runs this weekend, Cats of Any Color, and a one-woman autobiographical show, Oi Gestalt, which will take place the following weekend, the 24th and 25th. One thing about Rebecca Ungerman, she's extremely versatile, from a Tulsa performing start singing folk music at a coffee house, to singing with Blue Combo, to singing show tunes. She's a bit of a musical chameleon. Here's her 2004 title track from her album I Just Want, which will be making an appearance in one of her shows coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Lately I seem to be apologizing for myself, making amends for my existence. It's not my way, or at least it didn't used to be, but I seem to have misplaced my resistance. Highly susceptible to anything emotional. You know my moods are swinging like an old and moderate flick. I have flashes of clarity and I finally realize, but I can't seem to make those flashes stick.
That's my guest today, Rebecca Ungerman. Her review, Cats of Any Color, takes place this weekend and will look at the symbolic and musical links between America's Jewish and black population over the years. The show will feature the music of the Jazz Age, the Civil Rights Era, and today with an all-star Tulsa cast that demonstrates the link that has shaped American popular music during the past century. Next weekend, she'll also be performing her one-woman show, Oi Gestalt, a look at her life and career, along with music, stories, as well as a few secrets, so it says. Both shows take place at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, Cats of Any Color, this weekend at the Dungeness Theater. Oi Gestalt takes place next weekend at the Norman Theater, and you can learn more at tulsapac.com. Rebecca Ungerman is my guest. Rebecca Ungerman, welcome back to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
No, Rich, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're a busy person this month with not one show, but no, you have to have two shows at Summer Stage this summer. How did this all come about?
Well, I usually have three.
But so you're cutting down.
I am. I'm cutting down because I got married. And I promised my wife that I would only do two. So there you
go. Well, tell me about Cats of Any Color, which is coming up this weekend.
It's based on a Louis Armstrong quote that there's no race prejudice in jazz music because cats of any color can get together and blow. And as a horn blower yourself, I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah. So how did you put the show together? What sort of things did you want to cover?
It's really the impetus. It goes back to my mother and her best friend, Lena Bennett. Lena Bennett was an African-American activist in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my mom was a lovely Jewish lady. Mm-hmm. And they were best friends. They sat at lunch counters together, mom with her Star of David next to Lena, and basically said, you know, kick us out. But they sat and they had their tea, and it was lovely. That really inspires a lot of my social action, along with the work that my father did as well. And I wanted to tell this story. I've seen Jews and blacks working together all my life, and it's a powerful thing. And I wanted to tell that story, and the story was very clear, both in the Jazz Age and in the Civil Rights Movement, and that's where we're focusing musically, with a cast of 17 talented Tulsans.
And is it going to be like more of a musical review, or is it going to be – is there a story in there, or what exactly?
I call it edutainment.
Edutainment.
Yes.
All right.
There's definitely things to be learned. It's little stories that I feel are really salient to the issue that illustrate the collaboration. So we've got everything from – Louis Armstrong's Heebie-Jeebie Blues, where that's his first scat solo, and a lot of people say that that was based on traditional Orthodox Jewish davening or praying. Mm. Louis Armstrong wrote a great piece called Louis Armstrong and the Jewish Family, and I'm getting the title wrong, I'm paraphrasing, but he lived with a Jewish family called Karnofsky when he was young, and he worked for them, and they bought him his first cornet. And he always wore a Star of David to honor that family. So there's all kinds of stories like that where Jews and blacks come together and make harmony in the world.
And so will it be a bit of stories and a bit of music, or what? How's it going to work?
Absolutely. We've got mainly music. Mm-hmm. We open with The Birth of the Blues, which is a great tune. Not a true story of how the blues began, but
of course not.
A wonderful musical anecdote. And it also is a great way to bring all 17 cast members on stage. And we go through all kinds of things. We go through the By Mir Bistashain, which of course is a Yiddish song, but was brought to the owner of Cafe Society, also a Jewish man, because someone heard it in the Catskills sung by two black men. It's very fascinating to me to see all the intersections of black singing Jewish music, Jewish people singing black music, and how just how it all keeps going forward.
When you think about, like, you know, R&B in the 1960s, I mean, this was the Brill Building filled with Jewish songwriters for the most part who are writing for all the great R&B artists and the soul artists of the late 50s and early 60s.
Absolutely. Stand By Me is a song that we almost used, but I chose not to use it. Everybody says Benny King, but it's Benny King, Lieber, and Stoller.
Yeah, Lieber and Stoller, yeah.
So you're absolutely right on that one. Act 2 of Cats of Any Color actually opens with this very strange version of Hava Nagila that Lena Horne commissioned Betty Comden, Adolph Green, and Julie Stein to rewrite the lyric. It's now is the moment, now is the moment. And it goes on and on. And it's all about civil rights. And you want to have your fist in the air. And it's really great and really strange.
Now, you said you have 17 folks with you on this.
Yes.
Tell me who's working with you on this.
Oh, so many of people that have worked in Spinning Plates Productions before, like Alex Taman, Jennifer Thomas. And then we have Dion White, who played Celie in Color Purple a couple of years back. We've got Lisa Cole has been in several of my shows. A couple of fresh faces to my productions. I'm really excited for the first time to work with Sam Briggs, who is a Tulsa community theater staple. He's just done, you know, everything from Mary Sunshine in Chicago to he just did the romantic lead in Sweeney Todd. And I've kind of put together 17 incredible talents. I've got Sarah Maud doing her first show of this type. She's a well-known jazz singer in town, only 24 years old, and she's blowing everybody away in the room. Michelle Cullum and Shelley Daniels Watson both went to Booker T with me back in the 80s. I've got Nashway McCorders, who's also a wonderful young hornet, who's so talented and has worked with me several times. I don't think we have time for all 17.
But it's going to be fast paced, very quick on the songs, and sort of. You mentioned this piece I never heard about, Lena Horne. Are there going to be more pieces like that, or are most of these going to be very familiar material?
I'm going to say yes to both because, like that song, everybody knows Hava Nagila, but they haven't seen it this way.
Yeah.
We have a Fiddler on the Roof medley that was performed by the Temptations for a TV special back in the 60s. And everybody remembers this TV special was historic because it was Diana Ross's last appearance as a Supreme. But they don't realize that there was this 9.5-minute Fiddler on the Roof medley by the Temptations. And it's awesome. And we were able to recreate it, and everybody, it's going to be fantastic.
Can you talk about a piece like that? That goes to the craziness of 1960s variety television, where you had, you know, I assume it was like a Motown special of some sort.
Oh, absolutely. Get on Broadway, G.I.T. And that was like, get it together.
Right.
And there's video of this on YouTube, and the temps are all in gold, like tunic things. And it's bad. It's super bad. And it's really, really powerful. At the same time, in the middle of the goofiness of, you know, if I were a rich man, you know, and all this like really groovy stuff, there's an arrangement of Sunrise Sunset that will blow your musical mind and break your heart It's just, it's fantastic. So it's a really cool show, and it's turned into something so much more than I thought it would be. There's a quartet of four African-American women singing Strange Fruit.
Oh, wow.
Which is a song that I don't touch because it's not my story.
Yeah.
However, it was written by Abel Meeropol, a nice Jewish teacher in the Bronx who was so moved by the lynchings of the time in the 30s, he wrote a poem that turned into a song, and here it is.
Yeah. And, of course, for people not familiar with that song, this is Billie Holiday sang this song. And it was written in the height of the movement to create a federal anti-lynching law. And, of course, it never could get through Congress because of the South. And,
right? And doesn't that seem...
Strange Fruit is
Black people
hanging from trees. Yeah.
It's awful. But to hear... I walked into rehearsal, and Christy Lynn Stalkup is my musical director. We've worked together many times. She grows and grows and grows. She took an arrangement that I did and made it her own. I walk into rehearsal one night, and I hear these voices, and I literally burst into tears. It was gorgeous. I really recommend this show because I love this show. It turned into so much more than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and it's this idea of this connection between Jewish Americans, African Americans over the course of musical history from the jazz era through mm-hmm. the civil rights era. And sounds like you mentioned this is edutainment.
Yes.
So what's the educational part of this? Just sort of putting some of these songs, like, you know, you were talking about the Temptations version of, you know,
Fiddler
on the Roof.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear that and you go, that could almost be camp, you know. And
parts of it are.
And a lot of the variety, you know, those variety shows, it was about. You look at them in hindsight, they don't stand the test of time. So how did you pick material that made sure that it did stand
Some of it are period pieces. You know, definitely the Lena Horne thing. It's not something you're going to hear on the radio ever.
Right? Again.
Yes. Yeah. But also, like I say, the moment in the middle of the Fiddler medley of Sunrise, Sunset, or we're also doing Black and White, which most people know as the Three Dog Night hit. They don't know that it was written about Brown versus the Board of Education, which was the whole busting segregation in the schools open, and that one of the earliest recordings was in 1957 by Sammy Davis Jr. So we've done our own arrangement of it that features the whole cast, and it's like nothing I've ever heard before. And it goes from being a very slow, quiet whisper to being a very big anthem. And Christy Lynn Stalkup has blown my doors off and made my show better than it could have been.
My guest today is Rebecca Ungerman, a singer, performer, entrepreneur, impresario, and she has shows for Summer Stage this summer, the first of which is Cats of Any Color, which takes place this Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at the Liddy Dunges Theater. Now you follow it up the next week with a one-person show, one-woman show.
Yes.
That is very personal. It's called Oi Gestalt. Tell us a little bit about the origins of this particular piece.
Oi Gestalt. It is my first one-woman autobiographical show in 12 years, and only my second one ever. 12 years ago, I wrote Indulge Me with Casey Morgan, who you are very familiar with.
She was working at the station for many years. Yeah.
She's an amazing woman and an incredible author, one of my favorite writers. And she agreed. It took 12 years for her to write with me again, but I finally won her over. And it's been 12 years since I've told people really a lot about what's been going on with me. And thank goodness it seems they're interested. So,
well, you know, that's the thing about doing an autobiographical piece is that, you know, you have to hope that people are actually interested in what you have to say. So tell me about entering that process, because that's, you know, there's a bit of vanity involved at the same, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of hubris involved in putting on a show about yourself. And one of the things that we did first was we created the Ungerman timeline, and it was kind of my CV resume of everything I've done professionally in the last 12 years. And we had to do a little legend, like P for producer and D for director and all these things. And I impressed myself. There's a lot of stuff that I've done, and so much of it has involved lots and lots of different parts of the Tulsa community, lots of parts of different actors and different talents and people who didn't know that they were actors and talents until I said, hey, you sound good. Come work with me. And I love doing that.
Yeah.
So after doing all those things in my first show for Summer Stage, having 17 people in it, I thought I'd just tell my story because I have some things to say.
Well, and I know over those past 12 years, it's been a personal journey. There's been some ups and there's been some real downs too, I think, over those 12 years. I mean, there's been some times when you were very ill.
Yes.
You came out of that, seemed to be doing great.
I'm doing much better now.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Some, yes, absolutely. Act two has a lot to do with, not a lot, but it'll cover hypertension and bipolar two and a dead gallbladder. Some significant losses in my life. My father passed, and when my dear friend Michael Hunt passed, and things that really affected my life, when my mom's best friend Lena passed. Mm-hmm. So lots of loss, but also a lot of growth. Those diagnoses all led to better quality of life. My severe sleep apnea diagnosis, God, I got a lot of stuff, right? That changed my life. I couldn't really be healthy before that diagnosis. And now most of this show, I am proud to say, Casey and I wrote in the pool. We go to the pool 2-3 times a week and and swim, and we're getting healthy. And I couldn't have done that before I got sick and got all these diagnoses. So,
and you found love in your life?
I did. That's like the number one biggest thing. And the whole last part of the show is all about Joe, my wife. Uh-huh. Joanne is amazing. And the fact that she's a nurse is probably not surprising given all those ailments I just listed.
Yeah. And this is going to feature mostly original music?
There's a lot of original music in it. I'm also doing some things, you know, I've done many review shows where I've taken way too many songs from way too many shows, like 76 songs from 52 shows, and crammed them into medleys. I'm doing one of those medleys where usually I'd have a dozen people performing it. I'm doing one by myself. And that would be fun.
And what's that about?
It's called the Stress Medley. And it actually leads into what we call the crazy section of the show. When I right before my bipolar 2 diagnosis and right before a hospital stay, there was a night when I was talking, comma, in punctuation, exclamation point. And that's all I'm going to do because it freaks some of my friends out. But there'll be a little of that in the show. And yes, oddly enough, with all these stories that sound so dark, there's a lot of humor there, and there is music as well to be found. And come to the show, and you'll see what it is.
Now, you mentioned you've done a lot of writing music for various things, why don't we hear a little bit of some of that music that'll be featured again in the show? I know you have a recording of where did the Republican song come from?
Well, the Republican song, my big hit, actually dates back to Talent Incorporated, which was a show that Casey Morgan wrote with Kathleen Kennedy, the former owner of Chow, which was the best jazz room that ever was in Tulsa. I wish it had come back. That was a really fun show, and I was commissioned to write two songs, and one of them was the Republican song. And at the time, it was like acoustic thrash metal?
No. What year would this be? Was this about?
This was right around 11, right okay. around 2011.
All right, so this is Obama presidency, but
yes, yeah. But fresh Obama, yeah. Like minty fresh Obama before gray hair, and then the Republican song evolved. It became a tango on my recording, Spinning Plates of Jazz. And then I used it in The Unwitting Wife, my first musical, and completely changed the ending where the Republican and Democrat who had originally fallen in love and lived happily ever after, well, I got realistic, honestly, and they didn't end up together. And then that version was in The Unwitting Wife and then was selected to be in a showcase for the New York Musical Theater Festival. It really has been quite a wonderful blessing of a song for me.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hear a little bit here?
Fantastic.
This is my guest today, Rebecca Ungerman, singing her piece, Republican Song, which will be a part of her one-woman show next week. That's the 24th and 25th, the Dungeness Theater, Oy Gestalt. Here's music by Rebecca Ungerman.
I saw her sitting at a table and she kind of caught my eye. She had a really sexy body and she read the New York Times. She looked a little peckish, so I ordered up a scone. I took it over to her table saying, "Are you here alone?" Before you knew it, we were
I spoke. And for a minute I'd forgotten that my heart was slightly broke. She wrapped her eyes around my brain and she was quickly working south. But then the squealing of the brakes, oh, and she opened up her mouth. And then she said, I am a Republican. And I said, I don't really think I can go out with you. I can't go out with you. But then she said, you think a Republican can't enjoy a drink with a Democrat? Well, I think I can. I can go out with you. It went against my better judgment, but she looked so fracking hot.
That's the music of my guest today, Rebecca Ungerman, her Republican song, which has been through how many?
Oh, my gosh.
Four or five?
Yeah, four or five incarnations.
You'll hear yet another one this week, next weekend, actually, in Eugestalt. Cats of Any Color run this weekend as a part of Summer Stage, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 at the Liddy Dungeness Theater. The next week, our one-woman show, Eugestalt, takes place the 24th and 25th, again, at Summer Stage.
That one's in the Norman Theater, home of the first one 12 years ago, so yeah. I'm going back to the scene of the crime.
So in this process, I assume there's a bit of self-reflection.
Sure.
You were talking about the time before you were diagnosed with bipolar disease.
Yes.
That must have been is it tough looking back at that? Is it been interesting looking back at that? I mean, if you have new ideas of what that time was like?
Probably the hardest part of the show has been going back and mining my Facebook posts from those times right before I was diagnosed. They're very, very long and semi-incoherent. And it's a little embarrassing to know that I put all that out there. But at the same time, so many people reached out to me and said, I'm going through the same thing. So if anybody thinks I'm an oversharer, you know, kissing mein Tuchis, that I can say on the air. Because always, I've never, quote unquote, overshared without having somebody come back and saying, thank you for sharing because I'm going through the same thing. And if that's what I can do to help make the world a better place, that's what I can do to help make the world a better place.
So has this process helped make better sense of say, that last dozen years?
Yeah, definitely.
In what ways?
I'm not sure how long I've had bipolar 2. I'm not sure how long I've had severe sleep apnea. I don't know how long I suffered with these different ailments before diagnoses. Probably years, possibly decades. And especially the bipolar 2 diagnosis, it kind of was like a little shiny gift to me because it made so much sense about how I think and how I work and how I can successfully, as many people have said to me, thrive versus survive. So looking at this show and having to go back and examine the harsh reality of those posts and things, I remember I went into the hospital the same night that Tex Montana passed away, and less than a day earlier we had both been at a benefit for her. I rushed to the hospital and she passed away, and it was just terrible conflagration of things, but we're all here now, and you know, Tex is up in the heavenly choir with Rusty and Debbie Campbell and you know, all our friends, and I'm here for a reason. I know that.
Yeah, well, so as you've wrote this piece, how do you feel about the process, about where you're at today given everything you went through? And the fact that you're putting this out there again, you mentioned oversharing, but you know, that whole place of putting that piece of yourself out there.
Yes, a one-woman show is the ultimate expression of
yes,
oversharing.
Yes, it is.
And I feel really good about where I am right now and what's coming next. I'm kind of turning the barge again toward in my lane, trying to stay in my lane, my career, and really focus. I've just wrapped up a couple of years with Spotlight Children's Theater. That was really fun, but that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to do a lot of other things. I've got a lot of these shows now, Cats of Any Color, Yiddish Mamas. I've got these edutainment shows, and I'd like to take them to communities and bring the show to the people if the people can't come to the show. So I'm getting ready to travel a lot, I hope. And that's part of it. And I'm a much better producer. I'm a much better impresario, if you will. Thank you, sir. And I'm ready to drive the bus now.
Yeah. Now, this is the first takeout for this piece, this, you know, the first run through with an audience.
Right.
Do you go back and rewrite, polish after this set of performances, or you think this is set?
Nothing's ever set. Yeah. I'm sure every show there's something that I think maybe won't go, and it's one of the biggest things in the show, and I think there's something that's guaranteed to kill, and it lays like a duck. So you do go back and you do tweak and revise. But the wonderful thing, especially with Cats of Any Color, well, with both processes, we've taken the time to write, so a lot of the revisions, a lot of the updates happen before it ever hits the stage. So it's a much cleaner product.
All right. Well, you can see both this weekend and next, Cats of Any Color, Saturday and Sunday at the Dungeness Theater. The following weekend, the 24th and 25th, Oygestalt at the Norman Theater, both a part of Summer Stage this summer. Rebecca, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and best of luck.
Rich, thank you so much for having me back.
Singer, songwriter, and performer Rebecca Ungerman speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. She has two shows as a part of the Tulsa Performing Arts Center Trust Summer Stage Series this summer at the Performing Arts Center. Cats of Any Color takes place Saturday evening at 8 and Sunday at 2 at the Liddy Dungeness Theater. And then her one-woman show, Oygestalt, takes place the following weekend, Saturday the 24th at 8 and Sunday the 25th at 2 p.m. That's in the Norman Theater. For information on both shows, visit TulsaPAC.com. As we hear more music by Rebecca Ungerman.
Plenty of people dream about a faceless lover, the kind who knows every secret hidden space to discover. Now I just can't believe my eyes. You've finally taken off your disguise. You're the face, the one I've never seen before, in every unnamed place, behind every unopened door. You're the voice that's never whispered in my ear, all of the unspoken words I always prayed I would hear. You got to me when I thought.
Original music by Rebecca Ungerman as part of her show Oygestalt next weekend. Studio Tulsa is produced by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thank you for listening.
You're the everything, body and soul I want by my side every time, any place. You're the eyes, you're the ears, you're the body and soul. Oh, baby, you're the face.